What's your preference? There are many different versions of the Bible. While this is upsetting to some people who think their preferred version is the only correct one, I appreciate those written in contemporary style. They are simpler and easier to understand. I've known many people who have never read the book because they don't understand the older languages. I personally feel that the most important thing is that the reader is able to comprehend what Father is trying to say. If you have the original Hebrew and Greek version number one, I would love the chance to see it. However, I wouldn't understand anything except a few names. All Bibles written in English, the language I best understand, are translations. I enjoy comparing one to another. As a writer, I know that the words on the page and the picture in the reader's mind do not always fit together, and sometimes it requires nothing more than the common language of the reader to bring it all together, which is the goal. This morning, I was struck by the Message translation of Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath. He knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to the dropouts, for even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. Compare that to your normal version. First, verifying that the meaning of the passage is not altered. Then ask yourself if it sharpens the picture in your mind. Perhaps modern versions are not for you, but you may know someone who would read a Bible if they could comprehend it. When my godson, AJ, was very sick, I wanted to encourage him to read, but he had reading and comprehension issues. He would not have understood or even tried to read anything that wasn't common to him. Truthfully, I don't know if he ever read the one I gave him or not, but I knew that he could if he decided to try. Comparing the CJB and the Message, the everlasting God becomes God doesn't come and go. God lasts. Carry that thought with you today.